Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Sarah. My name is Lisa Smith. I was recommended by Nafisa to call you.
Yes.
Hi. So I have a question for you. So I have an aunt who receives services, and she gets around the clock. She gets 24-hour care.
Okay.
I am through an agency currently in Reading, where I live, Reading, PA.
Yep.
But they frustrate me to no end. And so I'm looking to possibly move services, and I want to see how.
Okay.
We
Are you the only caregiver? Or, I mean, well, no, obviously not.
POA.
So do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
I'm POA.
POA. Okay.
Yes.
And how many caregivers does your, is it your mom, Lisa?
My aunt.
Your aunt. Okay. So how many caregivers does she have currently?
Currently, we have four.
And you want to keep them, right?
Yeah, all four of them.
Okay. Okay. Now, the way the transfer works is that we would need to have the aides submit their paperwork before we can start services. So usually what happens is I'll get the caregivers connected with HR to get that happening. And then once we start receiving the documents that we need to get them compliant to state standards, we'll request the authorization. And then we can start once the authorization comes in. Do you know, is she with Keystone or PA Health and Wellness?
I know.
Okay.
I don't think she's with PA Health and Wellness at all. Not that I know of. I don't.
What is the patient's name and date of birth? I can look everything
okay.
up.
Okay. I'm sorry. Mildred Carter. That's Carter. And her date of birth is 4/1/1949.
Okay. Sorry, my computer is running very slowly right now.
No, it's okay. I know my phone is acting weird, too.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to redo this. I think there's something wrong with my internet right now. I'm sorry about that. All right, so let me take the information, and then I will call you back once my computer comes back up. And then do you have the AIDS contact info so I could speak to them and make sure that, you know, our rates are good for them and things like that? Do you happen to know what their current rates are or anything like that?
Yeah, their current rate, if they work more than 40 hours, I think they get $14 or $14.50. I think if they work their regular hours, it's 15.
Okay. And how many hours is each caregiver scheduled for?
Well, right now, I just brought Nafisa on because I had three caregivers, and they were having to take the bulk of the hours, which gave them more than 40 hours.
Okay.
So now that I brought her on, it relieved up some of the hours.
Okay.
So Nafisa right now is 32 hours a week.
Okay.
She does my weekend. Two shifts each Saturday, two shifts Sunday. And then I have a Maria Robles. She works my day shift. She is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I believe she's Sunday. So she's 6 days a week. And that's 8 to 4.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
To 4. Then I have a second Maria. She is 4 p.m. to 12. I believe she's 6 days a week still. She might be, yeah, she's still 6 days a week.
12. And that's also Monday through Friday and Sunday, or?
I think Monday through Friday and Saturday. No, my bad. Monday through Friday, I'm sorry. She's only Monday through Friday now because I have Nafisa taking over to Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 12.
Okay.
I totally forgot that. So she's 5 days a week right now.
Okay. And then Nafisa does 16 hours on Saturday and 16 hours on Sunday.
Yes.
She does 8 a.m. I assume it's 8 a.m. to 12 a.m.?
Nope, she does 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So the next morning to 8 a.m.
8 a.m., okay.
So actually, let me go back to Maria number 2. We call her Maria 1, Maria 2. Maria 2 does do 4 to 12 Monday through Friday. However, she does do Saturday morning. I forgot about that. So she is still 6 days a week.
So she does
8 to 4 on Saturday.
8 to 4 on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
So that she is 6 days a week. Okay, back to Nafisa.
Nafisa
is 4 to 8 on Saturday.
Sunday.
Yep,
4
p.m. to 8 a.m.
to 8 a.m.
And then I have a Rosa. Rosa is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 12 to 8 a.m.
Okay.
So she's the only one that's 5 days a week.
Okay. Do you have an email address and I can send you out all of the information we would need to get them onboarded, and then you can send it to the caregivers?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
Yep. So it's Lisa, L-I-S-A,
mm-hmm.
Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E, 1209 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Lisa Steel, 1209. You said at Yahoo or Gmail?
Yes, ma'am. At Yahoo.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry. It's Lisa Smith is your aunt. I mean, Mildred Carter. And Lisa Smith is what comes up on your caller ID.
That's my married. That's my married name. My Steel is my maiden name.
That's fine. I have Mildred Carter, 41-1949. And what is her address?
300 South 4th Street, apartment 511, 19602.
511, you said?
Yeah, apartment 511. Yes.
In Reading. Okay. 19602. Okay, so I'm going to send out the paperwork through email, and then if you can just you can give them my contact info, and I can get them connected with our HR that way, okay?
Oh, wait, I have a question. What you didn't give me the pay rate?
Oh,
Charmed
I'm sorry. Let's see. 8 times 6, 48 hours. All right. Let me get a rate from finance, and I will give you a call right back, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. Bye-bye.